Oh, great.
What I love about the new album is it sounds like a lot of your old music. Bonnie Tyler, welcome to the program.
Oh, good afternoon or morning, is it there, Tim?
Yep, it's morning here, but that's okay. It's a bright, sunshiny morning. We're getting past winter. We're happy about that. And anything that brings a little joy into people's lives right now, we love to talk about on this program. So I was elated to hear about a brand new album that you have out now. And it's in listening to some of the cuts, just like Tom had at the bumper music there. It's that same sort of joyful music for the most part that we are used to hearing from Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah, it's like a throwback to the 80s, isn't it? You know, it is a joyful album to listen to. And I can tell you, I thoroughly enjoyed making it. I'm back with my great producer called David Mackay now. And we just work so well together, you know. And he's got a great songwriters writing for me, you know, Steve Womack and Desmond Child, who wrote a song on the album for me as well, Stronger Than a Man. It's wonderful.
What is the difference these days recording an album as opposed to when you first came on the scene back in the 80s, Bonnie? Is it still largely the same process behind the scenes, or has technology changed a lot of that?
Apparently, a call came through on my laptop then by mistake. So sorry about that.
No worries.
What was the question again?
I'm just wondering about the difference in the recording industry. As long as you have been a part of it, has it changed significantly since the days in the 80s, or is it still pretty much the same?
Absolutely. It's changed out of all recognition. I mean, I used to sell over 50,000 copies a day, at least 36,000 copies a day, every day, you know. But it's nothing like that anymore. You don't make music for money anymore. You make it just to make your, you know, for yourself to enjoy recording and to make your live shows fresh and exciting, you know. Can't wait to do these live shows on air, you know.
Well, you and you, like every artist across the world, really has been kind of pretty much held back from interacting with your fans for the last year with the pandemic here. What is that like to deal with?
Oh, I've missed them like hell. I've missed my band. I've missed my crew. I've missed my audiences, my fans, you know. But everybody's missing everybody at the moment. That's what Corona's all been about, isn't it? You know. But can you imagine the day that when we get together and can hug each other? It's going to be terribly emotional, you know. Tears of joy are going to flow on that very first day, I can assure you.
It will be great when we finally get there. But again, until then, we kind of look for bright spots in the cloudy sort of environment we're in. And a brand new album from Bonnie Tyler is cool. You have 12. These are all brand new cuts, right?
Yeah. Well, no, there's two covers on there, which is Donovan's song, Catch Wind, and 10cc, I'm on Love. The rest are new songs, and one's written by Desmond Child, Stronger Than a Man. It's a very, very powerful song. And there's four or five songs by Steve Womack. And it's just awesome. I'm having
the album is now available now. Like a lot of things these days, we're back to digital. But you did release this also on more traditional style recording media, right?
It was all done digitally. Yes.
Okay.
It's on the bestsellers list on Amazon already. So it came out Friday, and by Friday afternoon, it was like number two and the best pop albums. Yeah, and it's still number two. It went down. It's gone back up again.
Awesome. Is there also? I'm an old guy. I've got my Bonnie Tyler CDs from the 80s. Is this available on CD or maybe even vinyl with the comeback of vinyl?
Yeah, Faster Than the Speed of Night came back, obviously, on CD, but it came back on a special vinyl a copy a couple of years ago. But you mean this album?
Yes.
You know, it's got such a great cover, isn't it? You know, it's an illustration of a song that was done like 2 years ago, a picture that was taken 2 years ago. But, I'm sure there will be a vinyl of it. It's not out yet, but watch this space.
All right. We'll look forward to that. I'm feeling like a teenager again when I go back and buy vinyl. It's kind of fun. So... What's next on the list, Bonnie? Is there more in the works here after this one?
Yeah, I've already got some new songs for another album, which will probably be recorded in between touring when I get back out there again. You know, I'm signed to a record label for another one or two albums, and I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. Well, that is great to hear. Hopefully you'll get to our area at some point and we can take in a Bonnie Tyler concert. It'd be fabulous. We know you got to get on to other radio stations here, Bonnie, but we thank you for visiting with us today.
Thank you very much.